So in 2020, the year of Donald Trump being elected out as President of the United States by Joseph R. Biden Jr., John K. Sampson was in the midst of putting out a new track, and it is the Fantasy Baseball at the End of the World. So before I get to that, let me just introduce myself. My name is Mike Robichaux. I am the, how would you say, the curator of the One Great Tribute to the Weaker Thans that came out in 2019, November 15th, to be exact. That is actually my daughter's birthday, so that was kind of cool. When all that happened, it was kind of a glorious come about because I happened to be in Winnipeg, and on the 14th of November, I ha sat down and had coffee with John K. Sampson himself, and we talked of various things, mostly the tribute album, but just, had a nice little cordial meeting. And yeah, it was very, very lovely. And shortly after that, he went on a small tour of the Midwest. As you can see, there's many of those little things posted throughout YouTube, clips of yeah, so songs and other ventures he did with Christine Fellows. So yeah, that was kind of cool. But yeah, so that's kind of an introduction to me into what I've been doing before this little thing I'm doing now. This is sounds familiar. I'm going to be doing a song by song basis of not only the Weaker Thans, but also John K. Sampson and possibly other ventures he's gone into, i.e., Propagandhi. But since there's already a Propagandhi pod out there, I will try to stay away from that. But who knows? We'll see what happens. So on this episode, I'm going to be focusing just quite simply on Fantasy Baseball at the End of the World, just because it's just me. And it's the, well, most recent John K. Sampson song that's out there. So I'm just trying to kind of get my head about and see where people's interests lie. And yeah, I thought it would be kind of cool to just start off slow and work from there. Yeah. So let me just preface by saying that I'm obviously a big John K. Sampson and Weaker Thans fan, and I've worked with some. Some really interesting people in my last few years, especially with a Weaker Thans tribute. And that's been really cool. Like getting to talk with people like Ron Hawkins from Lowest of the Low, who, well, honestly, they toured together at some point. And well, when the first Weaker Thans album dropped, Fallow, as we all know, Ron was a really big fan, as he told me, and he would play songs from Fallow, which is like, it's really cool. I'm sure John really liked that because, well, the Weaker Thans at the time were such huge college radio stars, especially in Ontario. My brother was a really big fan and still is a really big fan to this day. So it's a really interesting tidbit. And then you have people like, I live in Guelph, so it's kind of a sidebar. The Constantines are obviously really big in my area, as Bryweb, and I'm sure the entire band is from here. I'm not 100% sure on all of their locality, but I know they are from this area. Bryweb works for the radio station here, and I worked with him on the tribute album. He was very good. He was really interested to be part of it, and very. He wanted to do Bigfoot, and he did a really, really great job of it. And it was a really good, not to underscore what he did with it, but it was a really good footnote to the album on the opposite end of what Frank did with it. It was a good, yeah, it was just really great. But yeah, he's really big, obviously, in Ontario music, and it was really a pleasure to work with him in getting that done. And just overall, like with Ron, him helping me get Skye Wallace on, and her version of the song she did was amazing, and I cannot thank her enough. I'm still hoping that one day I get to see her play it live, but at this point in time, it's, we'll see what happens. Like, I know she's definitely working on a new album. She's got a new single out there, which I'm really excited about. I have her previous album coming to me on vinyl, which I'm also really excited about because it was definitely one of my favorite albums that came out last year, and I listened to it probably too much. So before I continue to gush, I just wanted to get back to Fantasy Baseball at the End of the World. So this, let me just preface by saying that I'm a huge baseball fan. Admittedly, I like playing fantasy baseball. However, I am very terrible at it. And it was really cool to see, like, I know when I had met with John, there was a man that was sitting and going through his magic cards. And he asked me, you know, like, do you play? I was like, well, I don't play. I was never huge into it, but my brother was. And he's like, that's cool. And we kind of talked about that stuff, and as well as Dungeons and Dragons. So it's not overly surprising that, you know, his knowledge of just all of that might intrinsically link fantasy baseball to anything in the world. Because let's be honest with you, sometimes the things in life that you enjoy can be linked to the greater things in life as well. like in the opening line of the song, he says, I manage my fantasy baseball team better than I manage my anger these days. And it's so very true, because we kind of shut down the things that we can't handle based on the things that are so controllable. And and it's really kind of crazy that it's so vivid. Like, this song, like, line by line is crazy to think about, because he does it so well. And on to, like, the next few lines, I trade my best pitcher for a draft pick and a picture of the president writhing in pain. And I just think, like, the imagery there is so absolutely crazy that it just came to a point where, like, things have gotten so crazy in the world that we would rather see, like, in this line, that I would rather trade my best pitcher for a draft pick and a picture of the president writhing in pain. I don't know. It's a cool compromise. Like, when you really... So, let's get back to it. So, I have to say, the video, to me, was very interesting as well. All of the newspaper and magazine clippings of all the different stars and all the different cards from throughout the years. It's very intriguing. So, in probably, I would say, 2007, as a younger punk rock guy, I was definitely questioned on my love for baseball. Because, well, it's an athletic sport, and, well, a lot of the older, well, I wouldn't say older, but more bigger punk rock guys were like, well, what are you doing? Baseball, athletics, it's all capitalism. And, well, I didn't necessarily agree with that. There's definitely a larger factor at play there. Well, it's kind of a nerd sport. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, there was a guy named, what was his name? I don't know. He's the guy that invented sabermetrics. And he broke down baseball to numbers and statistics. And he definitely changed the game of baseball. I believe his name is actually Bill Simmons? No, I don't know. Anyways, he broke it down to statistics. And he definitely changed the game of baseball. And he made it really interesting for people. I know, like Moneyball is a really big thing, and is still a big thing, but it's very controversial today. But like I said, there's no denying it changed the game of baseball, and that was very interesting for me. I was like, I am a huge Red Sox fan. I'm also a really big Oakland Athletics fan, where that was a really big thing and still a really big thing today because they're such a small market team. And yeah, but back to that point, it's really interesting that I was kind of called out on that. But at the same time, there was a man, he was actually a pitcher, and he was the former lead singer of 10 Foot Pole. And he is, I believe, is still the singer for Pulley. Scott Radinsky. He no longer is a professional pitcher today, but I'm pretty sure he still works in the system as a coach, which is like, it's really rad. And I actually read an article about how like baseball is just, it's one of those sports that is such a pure sport that it really goes beyond, there's such an allure to it. It's almost like there's a sense of Americana with it, that it's just, it's such a lovable sport. There's the atmosphere, and it's more than just, it's about going out to, you know, spend time with your friends and your family. And to me, like, it's all about companionship. And that's what really, it really broke it down for me, because it was like going to punk shows. It was like having, you know, your friends, your family, you could go have beer, you know, you could just hang out. And it was always just a fun time. Like, you don't have to like baseball to have a fun time at baseball. There's always something that you could like. It's like going to a punk show. You don't always like the bands you're going to see, but you're going to have a fun time. And if you don't, then you shouldn't be at a punk show. Anyways, that's my story about that. So yeah, back to the fantasy baseball lyrics. It's just, it's such a fascinating song, because it's one of the few songs that John Kay actually like swears in. And it really took me by surprise, because he does it in such a way that it just flows. It's not like he's being derogatory about it. It's just, you know what? The line is, "And the next fascist fucker in line for the job of demolishing hope for us all." And it's like, okay. I mean, like, the line before that is, "And we'll still have our fantasy baseball." You know, it gives us hope. But at the same time, it's like, you know, this is still going to happen until we do something about it. Like, beyond that, the next lyrics are, "So I'm putting my love in now. I'm putting in my faith. Putting my fear on a long-term IL. I'm going outside. I'm going to help organize something better, something beautiful." Now, I love that he uses long-term IL as a kind of, I don't know, it's he's putting it out there as something that's more than just a sense of, I don't know, like, people go on the long-term IL to just take a break, or they're not playing well. But in his circumstance here, he's putting it aside because he wants the world to be a more beautiful place, a better place. And it's just really beautiful. Like, this song comes in at less than 2 minutes, but what he does with this song is just, it's something else. Like, even before, let me go back a little bit. He's talking about the president writhing in pain, but "It's a weird thing to wish for, but I can't stop wishing. Refreshing the browser, someday if I live long enough and the world doesn't end, my wish will come true in a way. Like, so not only do like the words break down, like he has a way. Now, if you know anything about Weaker Than or John K. Samson, he has a way with breaking down a sentence structure where it just kind of molds into the next. Now, it's really quite amazing how he's managed to blend like the use of the internet and fantasy baseball, as well as talking about the current, well, I can't say current now, but the former administration. And not only just that, like, let me get this straight. I mean, I know a lot of people are very pleased by Joe Biden. That's great. It is what it is. And he's got a lot of work to do. Not only just cleaning up after the last administration, but as well, he has to work on his past. Like, he's got a lot to answer to, and he has a lot of work to do on the progressive front and just making people believe in what the Democrats can do. Because let's be honest, the Democrats have not historically been great. Anyways, it's really just something that the former administration had gone to such effect to just rally a right-wing mob. And I can't say that ever in the history of the United States has there any ever been anyone that has bordered on this fascism. Like, even Reagan, like, while he was definitely Thatcheristic in his cutting of services and his very fiscal policies, there's never been anything in the history of Western politics quite like Donald Trump. And yes, that's the first time I said it, and I will admit, and everyone knows the songs about him. Because, let's be honest, if you didn't, then you've been sitting on your hands, or sitting with your hands over your ears, or sitting with your hands over your eyes. So, yeah, that's just where everything has lied in terms of politics. But back to the point, it was a very short and sweet song. I thought I'd start this off slow. I don't have a guest this week, obviously, but I hope and know that I have people in the future. And I really hope people continue to listen. And this kind of gathers a little bit of steam and get lots of people involved. And I can help, you know, I don't know. I'm just really excited to do this, and I know I've taken my time with this, but I really want to be able to get this really out there, and I'm really excited. Thank you, anyone that's been listening, and I hope you had a really good time listening to this, and I hope next time you hear from me, that it's a little bit longer, but yeah, thank you so much for listening. Have yourself a great night, and yeah, this has been Fantasy Baseball at the End of the World. This is Sounds Familiar. Sounds Familiar. This is Mike Robichaud signing out. Have a great night. The browser someday. If I live long enough and the world doesn't end, my wish will come true in a way. And he'll die like we all die, in pain or asleep, and we'll still have our fantasy baseball. And the next fascist fucker in line for the job of demolishing hope for us all. So I'm putting in love now, I'm putting in faith,
putting fear on a long-term IL. I'm going outside, I'm gonna help organize something better, something beautiful.